What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
One more case. Seven women allegedly killed across nearly two decades. And for over a decade after that, nothing. No arrest, no suspect named publicly. The Gilgo Beach case sat cold while families buried what they could recover and waited for a system that seemed to have forgotten them. Now, with Rex Heerman reportedly preparing to change his plea to guilty on charges connected to all seven victims, this case enters a brand new phase, one where the questions don't get simpler. They get a little bit harder. Jennifer Coffendaffer is with me and Robin today, retired FBI special agent. Jen, Rex Heerman maintained his innocence for nearly three decades. His defense challenged the DNA, fought the split into the trials, filed motion after motion, and lost every single one. Let's talk about this. As someone who's built cases against violent offenders, when a defendant who's been fighting that hard and has maintained this secrecy, this veil for all of these years, fooling his friends, fooling his family, fooling everybody, he decides now, I'm guilty. What does that tell you about what's really going on behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, he and his legal staff believe they've exhausted everything. They've exhausted what they can't exhaust. And then that's coupled with the fact that Asa, he's got his daughter, and basically, I don't think he wants to run all of this through the mud. Look, I mean, we already know because of his journals, the absolute salaciousness and nastiness of what he had going on. That's been made public. But can you imagine what that would mean in a trial? He doesn't want, so threefold. One, I think he thinks he's going to lose. Number two, he wants to save his family. And number three, he wants to save himself. And I should probably put that at the top. because he doesn't want all of this out here. That's my opinion, why he decided to do it.
Yeah, so Jen, we were talking about this yesterday too. Totally agree, and I'm with you. I think he's putting himself above his family, because again, the human in us, people with empathy, think that he would be taking these actions for family, but no, he's incapable, I think, because of what he's done. I think he saw his family as a tool to help him do what he wanted to do to other women. I'm curious, with your experience with people like this, can they use, because the only thing I had as a possibility, information that he can have and still withholds about other potential victims he has might be used as currency. Can he be using that maybe as currency if he can hold that information and control it for himself once he already knows and accepts, all right, I'm going to be behind bars. The only currency I have is more information. Do you think that's a possibility?
I do. And I like where you're going with this. Of course, we're talking about a non-death penalty situation right here. That's usually what these chips are used for. But could it be used for a bargaining tool to get parole? Look, he's not going to get it, so I don't think it's much of a bargaining tool, but I could still see him using it again, like a BTK, to maintain their power and control over the narrative. I absolutely think he could be using it.
But let's talk about like that with BTK for a second, because he's always from behind bars, left little breadcrumbs. That's what he likes to do. And when people have questioned him on certain cases, he's been either elusive or he's been flat out saying creepy shit like, well, that wasn't my work, which is just kind of gives you shivers when you think about it. Obviously BTK is not out on parole. He's dying in prison right now. But did he get anything that, you know, for little nuggets that he would drop here and there? I mean, was that lever ever fully pulled on his part, or is this something where maybe Huerman could pull it more, because the odds that there are several other from Huerman that are connected to him are very high, maybe even more than BTK.
So first of all, I'm going to call him Dennis Rader, because yeah. I should have called him that. It was my fault. I opened with that because
Danny,
because he wanted to be called that.
Right.
Yeah.
That was his. Call me BTK,
too.
Right? So, yeah. Rader, first of all, with him, it was kind of interesting because when you look at the later cases that people tried to tie into him, he was almost pissed off.
Yeah.
And look at what he said in court. He was so proud of his work and he wanted it out there and he knew he was caught. Unlike what we saw from Brian Koberger, just talking about these cases that I know people are familiar with. When he did this, this was a proud moment. In fact, officers stopped wanting to go see him. They were like tired of hearing the stories over and over again. They didn't want to sit for fireside chats about these murders anymore. That truly happened with Dennis Rader. So with this case, though, he hasn't said anything. I will be very interested to see if he's quiet like Koberger, or whether he does more of a Rader, or whether he just, what does he do? Is he going to allocate? We're going to see.
Yeah, it's interesting because, and I get the question, Tony's like, what can he gain from having that knowledge? And like, what did Rader gain from it? I think what Rader gained, again, I don't know what he gained actually materially in jail from it, maybe nothing, but in here. Remember, the whole reason why serial killers do what they do is the fantasization of what it is they've done. That's why they stage things. That's why they take trophies. And so his every time he needs a hit of a dopamine hit from that, that's when you leak something. That's because then you get the attention. So it's that grandiosity is what gets fed. And so I think that's where he's using that currency to get what matters to him. And so, but to Jen's point exactly, Huerman comes across very differently. And so it'll be really interesting. Maybe he is more of the material guy. Maybe we were talking about this yesterday. Maybe he can, try to leverage a better place to be incarcerated in or commissary, something. I don't know. But he is a different cat. It definitely looks like it.
Yeah.
Can I full circle real quick, Tony?
Yeah.
To, in large part, why Huerman was not caught earlier? Because, again, of malfeasance within a police department.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't even say malfeasance. That's not the right word. absolute, because that's more to do with money, absolute corruptness, actually, in that department. But basically, you have these departments that are in charge that don't have oversight in everything that happened in that case before it was taken over. This case should have been solved so long ago.
Yeah.
So just bring it full circle, obviously. Mm-hmm.
With Nancy. Yep. Leadership, leadership, leadership.
The other question I think that's going to linger out there, and I'm not accusing her of anything whatsoever, because I think in a lot of ways she is a victim of this too. I mean, it almost kind of goes back to like what we were talking about with the cults, with the Duggars and such, where you have adults that have their own autonomy, can make their own decisions and such, but sometimes they're bamboozled into stuff. And I do not know, only she would know and he would know and whoever was in that house would know. Asa Elrup, his wife, obviously maintains her innocence, has never been charged with anything. But again, if this now turns out to be true, Rex did all this, he's admitting to it. So we have that as an established fact. This shit was going on in your house, the house that you lived in. Did you really not know anything? And I think it's an interesting question because she may have known things, but not the context of them. And I think that plays a key part in any of this. Do you foresee anything? Again, not accusing her of anything, but do you foresee anything of her possibly being charged with anything in this? Or would that have already have taken place now that we're this many years in since after his arrest?
I don't think she will be charged with anything. Do I think she knew? Listen, I would just ask this of everybody.
Yeah.
In your house, with your spouse, with your significant other, do you think you would not see the breadcrumbs that were more like, instead of breadcrumbs, that were boulders that were laying out for you in your house, the secret room, the, you know, leaving, the coming? You remember there are other witnesses that said they went to the house, and one said, as I recall, that she saw Asa. So
yeah,
I just do not buy, again, the whole ostrich situation. I just don't buy it. To what degree? I don't know.
Yeah. But
you saw what happened when, I mean, she didn't talk about Pulp Fiction. She didn't look surprised at all.
No, I mean, there's also a lot of shame that comes with accepting those sort of things as normal and then admitting to the fact that you saw these things but didn't connect the dots for what they were. Now, it's one thing if she was, and I'm not saying she was, but there's been accusations out there of she was involved in some of the S parties and things of that nature. None of that's been confirmed. That's just the accusations that have floated out there and by other people. I mean, that's one thing if you're aware of, let's just throw it out there. That's not illegal if someone, I mean, as long as you're not like involving illegal activity, if that's someone's lifestyle and that's what they're into, who knows? That's not illegal. I mean, she could have been involved in some kind of dark shit that was not illegal, just, I guess, morally questionable to whoever is making the judgment on it. And if that would be true, that may just be the end of it. And she may think, well, this is as depraved as it gets, not really realizing it's dark and depraved as it really goes. Robin speaks a little bit. I mean, shame is a very powerful factor in what people will be accountable for and also what they will tell themselves and what they will accept themselves as they're moving through life to get through day by day.
Yeah, and it goes to that self-identity. So shame, self-identity, if any of these things, any of his behaviors challenge that and challenge her decision-making process, especially she seems connected to her kids, you know, the thought of not being a good mother, not being able to protect her children from this, that is so hard for us to overcome and to face. So there's a lot of deniability going on inside. And shame, again, shame's a powerful weapon. It is shame and fear. That is what drives the negative behaviors that we can sometimes inflict on ourselves and others.
It's going to be interesting. With the fact that, you know, they got Heuermann alleged, you know, he was, you know, allegedly into this scene. If they catch others in this circle? Would we ever know that it was connected to Rex? I'm wondering, from an investigative standpoint in the background, do you think they were able to get more leads out of this whole scenario to hopefully take down others? And would we know if any of that would be connected?
You know, Sherman, I believe, was very private.
Yeah.
What he did. I don't imagine he wanted to share and be in necessarily groups, because he was smart enough and able to lure these individuals into victimize by targeting all by himself. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very good at his craft with all the different cell phones and how he practiced his trade. So when you look at that, I wouldn't expect any tentacles with somebody because he was so private in what he did. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm curious whether he got more hair. The fact that he appeared in later years to get sloppy, because as time passes and you're not caught, I think you tend to get sloppy. And also, as law enforcement's techniques advanced, his techniques and didn't, I don't think, as much as law enforcement was outpacing him. And that's why one of the reasons why I think he got caught. And so I'd be really curious, as he got sloppy, you know, what other evidence do they have of other potential victims that they can start triangulating on? So I don't know. But I think, like you said, I think there's more. It'll be interesting whether they have any data that it'll help them try to locate them.
Or is Rex the amazing one-man show at the end of the day? I don't know. That's the question. Your thoughts in the comments on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Robin's new book, it's out. It's Not All About Me. Get it wherever you get books. Put it in an Easter basket.
Yes.
For your loved ones. Give it to your children. Say, kids, no eggs this year. You just get Robin's.
Such a horrible gift, isn't it?
Happy Easter.
Get that in a lump of coal.
Go make me an omelet. All right. And of course, Jennifer Coffendaffer, as always, thank you for being here. Until next time, for Todd, Robin, and Jen, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing: Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing. Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal.
And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing. Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.